High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Bonner Prendy Friars and the Cardinal O'Hare Lions. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And we bid you welcome from a packed house here, Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, boys high school hoops, two Delaware County teams and now powerhouses in the Philadelphia Catholic League. Boys basketball, Cardinal O'Hara, the home team, taking on the Bonner Prendy Friars. O'Hara and Bonner, again, most of the games in Catholic League basketball, boys basketball, the gyms are packed. What a game this should be. O'Hara is ranked fourth in the state at the 5A level. Second highest classification, six is the top. They're having their best season in many years under second-year head coach Ryan Nemetz. Are 14-3 overall, 7-2 in the Catholic League. The most league wins in a season for Cardinal O'Hara boys basketball since 2001, 20 seasons ago, when O'Hara went 8-6 under the legendary late great Buddy Gardler. Bonner, of course, last season's 2019 4A PIAA state runner-up to Imhotep Charter out of Philly. 13-3 overall, 7-2 in the league. They are number one in the state at 4A. Bonner's head coach, Kevin Funston, year number two, and also year number two, Ryan Nemetz. O'Hara and Bonner here in Springfield. And this is an old gym, great. You have banners everywhere. Their girls' basketball program at O'Hara has been fantastic, consistent over the years. Boys, it's been a major struggle, but here we are tonight, both teams state-ranked.
Absolutely, and Bonner Prendy also had a lot of years of struggling boys' basketball program, but they're back in the hunt now, and Catholic League basketball and Catholic League schools have done extremely well in building programs, and they're in the hunt every year, and the big question is a public school be able to overwhelm them? Whether it's from the Delco area where we cover or whether it's from outside Philadelphia. That's always a big question. And, of course, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Next week is the last week. So we have right now on our schedule two more games after this, and then we go into the Central League Championship game for boys and girls, and then we'll go right to the playoffs. Don't know where we're going to start with that yet, but we got the list out. And if you're trying to track everything and having trouble, go to DelcoHoops.com. We have a link to a playoff page, which will take you directly to the PIA numbers, and they do a great job of updating that on a regular basis. That'll tell you the actual ranking of the individual teams and how many teams go into each one. I'll tell you real quickly, 24 teams go in for 6A and 16 teams go in for 5A. It's smaller numbers for the smaller groups, but you can check that out yourself. And then as soon as the brackets begin to fill out, we will give you a link to those as well. Actually, the links are already there. There's no brackets filled out. And you'll be able to follow it all the way around. And that's really actually done by PIA District 1. And they're on top of it. I have found over the last couple of years, boy, they get the stuff posted before they go to bed at night. So
yeah,
that's always nice to know.
And you have to have the high schools call in their scores, too.
Well, during the playoffs, it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
But during the regular season, they're pretty much on top of stuff. So.
And we got press row. You know, usually we're caddy corner tonight, right at mid-court. This is awesome. Again, big crowd, and they have bleachers behind each basket, which is adding to the crowd here in the atmosphere. And it's also a very somber time here in the Philadelphia area. NBA great, Lower Merion great, Kobe Bryant passing away yesterday, a victim of a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter. So sad, Mike. Seven other people. I don't know what else to say, but it's celebration. It's, playing these games, that's what Kobe would want us to do.
Oh, there's no doubt about that in my mind. But you know, it's just a heartbreaker. Guy had his whole life ahead of him, his little girl. There was another family, a baseball coach, his wife, his daughter, who was also playing basketball, also perished. I mean, it just... I'm going to say it sucks because there's nothing else you can say. It's just awful.
20 years in the NBA for Kobe. I saw him in high school, obviously, even though I was in Virginia on the radio down there, came up to watch him against Chester twice in 96 District 1 Championship and state semifinal. That was at the Palestra, and Kobe and Lower Merion beat him twice to win the state championship that year. Then a 20-year career in your old stomping grounds, the L.A. Lakers.
Oh, yeah. I was well gone by the time you went there. When I was working with the Lakers, I worked in a building with Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West and Gail Goodrich.
Happy Hairston.
Man, come bring up memories. Yeah. Anyway, long, long ago, but it was certainly a great way to watch a game. I was an usher in the building, so I was on the court a lot. And, of course, we had a lot of celebrities.
Jack Nicholson
was there all the time. Shelly Fabre?
Oh, yeah.
She was there with her daughter, who was a young teenager at the time.
The older Jack Kent Cook. You were there when they came.
Oh, yeah.
Jack
Kent Cook and I, when I say he knew each other, he knew me as an employee, obviously. Yeah. But, no, he had his own little box. And Chick Hearn, who was the broadcaster,
he was terrific.
It was something that when you're doing it, you don't think too much about it. But then as you get older, you say, wow, I was there. Similar to how my grandfather would talk to me when he would see Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig play, you know, which he saw being a Philadelphia sports fan and going to Phillies games. He saw, with the Athletics and stuff, he would see them play. So, a sad part of history, obviously, in the last couple of days with Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the plane crash. I'm sure we're going to hear more about it, but... Tonight is high school basketball for the Catholic League, and we're going to be covering that. So
yes, Cardinal O'Hara, the home team, and Bonner, the visiting team. Bonner from Drexel Hill, O'Hara here in Springfield. We're going to take a break. It's the pregame show. It's boys high school basketball. We feature the Catholic League tonight. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Springfield Cardinal O'Hara High School. Boys basketball, two Delaware County Catholic League teams going at it. Philadelphia Catholic League, one of the top leagues in the entire country. Bonner in town to take on Cardinal O'Hara. Andrew, I know you're fired up.
Yeah, it's looking to be one of these pieces. Philadelphia Catholic League battles between two great squads. You've got a couple of good teams. We saw Bonner last year. They were runner-up in the state final, and Cardinal O'Hara's had a tough couple of years, but they've rebounded this year, and it seems like they've turned it around pretty well. They started the year with a number of consecutive wins. How many was that, Mike, that they started the year with?
I don't know.
I can't think, Andrew, right now. But
I think it was 11 or 12 games they won before they lost their first one. So they've definitely had a really good season this year. compared to what they've been having the past couple years. And we know what Bonner's all about. Even though they've lost a couple of players, they're still a tough team, and the Catholic League is one of the toughest leagues in the state.
Absolutely. So we're about 6 minutes away from the opening tip. So many good teams knocking each other off in the Catholic League this year. You got Wood, who is the top team in 5A, PIAA 5A. Westchester East, who we saw already, is number two. They could easily match up in the state tournament. And you got Bonner coming in here, number one in the state in 4A. State runner-ups to Imhotep, Philadelphia Charter last year, and O'Hara, Ryan, the Mets, getting it done here. 14-3 overall, 7-2. Again, most league wins since winning, capturing eight games back in 2001, the late, great Buddy Gardler. Man, well, let's pause again. We'll get back with the starting lineups. Opening tip, we've got Amaro Austin in the house and a lot of great gurus. Never sounded so good. Boys Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
It's Bonner and Cardinal O'Hara Boys High School Basketball Catholic League action here tonight on DelcoHoops.com. Again, the Bonner Friars. They made it to the Final Four back in 2018. We did their final game that year, the Hershey Kiss overtime loss, state semifinals to eventual state champ from the Scranton area, Abington Heights, state runner-ups last year. Bonner this year, their record 13-3 overall, 7-2 in the league. Starting lineup, 6'2 senior number 2, Oscar Uduma. Number 3, 6'1 junior, Malik Edwards. Number 4, 6'2 senior, Donovan Rodriguez. 6'4 senior, he grew some inches over the past few years. It's Tyrese Watson for Bonner, and number 10, Connor Egan, 6'2 senior. Watson, Rodriguez, and Edwards, they saw a lot of time in that semifinal game 2 years ago. Cardinal O'Hara, 0, 6 foot junior, Anthony Purnell. Number 1, a 6'1 junior, Jameel Burton. Number 3, Adrian Irving, a 6 foot junior. Number 12, Kevin Reeves, 6'2 senior. And number 23, Solo Bambera, 6'6 junior. One of my kids that I covered at our over the offseason Big 60 shootouts and showcases we have out in Lancaster. So I met Solo before. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And before you know it, we're going to have the opening tip right here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. It's great to see the big crowds back here, guys.
What do we expect offense, defense on these guys? All zone stuff?
Man-to-man. Man-to-man, which is great. You start seeing really zone when you play team. Like Westchester East may not have the overall athleticism of a Chester, and they're going to play that matchup zone or 1-3-1, 2-3. It causes a lot of problems, guys.
Well, you know, obviously man-to-man usually makes a war.
So we're going to take a break. It's the pregame show, Springfield. It's Cardinal O'Hara hosting Bonner Boys High School Basketball Catholic League action right here exclusively. And it never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Look. Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the public address announcer to call out the starting lineups here tonight. Bonner and Cardinal O'Hara going at it. Boys basketball, Catholic League, big time game. Couple of number changes, guys. Let's listen. Let's look. They're all on the O'Hara side. Okay. And let's double check with the announcer here. It's deafening in this gym.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know if we're going to have starting lineups first or national anthem. Good public address announcer here. Great athletic director. Bonner, Kevin Funston, head coach, year number two. Cardinal O'Hara, year number two for Ryan Nemetz. Friars in their green uniforms with the yellow and white trim. Cardinal O'Hara, white and blue. Catholic League basketball, nothing like it. But there are public schools, and we've seen them over the years, that can beat the private schools in the state tournament and in the regular season. The public address announcer, still doing his thing now, the sportsmanship. So while he's doing this, guys, we're having the national anthem. We'll take a break. It's boys basketball. We're getting ready for a big broadcast. Bonner at Cardinal O'Hara in Springfield on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, this place is rocking here. Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield. Student section's going crazy already. Getting ready for the starting lineups on our public address announcer. So let's check them out here and see if they match up with ours that we receive. Bonner, the visiting team, will be introduced first. And they are 13-3. Number two, Oscar Uduma. 6'2 senior. Number three, Malik Edwards, 6'1 junior. Bonner from Drexel Hill. 6'2", senior number 4, Donovan Rodriguez, a grizzled veteran. Going to see a lot of Division I, Division II athletes out here tonight. Tyrese Watson, 6'4", senior, absolute beast. Number 10, 6'2", senior, Connor Egan. O'Hara, I know a bunch of these kids. Chester Roots from the Chester Biddy League. And here we go. Fans love this team. Been a long time coming. Number 0, Anthony Purnell. He's a junior. Number 1, 6'1", junior, Jameel Burton. Number 2, Adrian Irving, 6' junior.
Number 2 now?
Number 2. Number 10 is Kevin Reeves. Instead of number 12, he's number 10. And Solo Bambara is 22, guys. 22. So we have number 1, Jameel Burton. Number 0, Anthony Purnell. 2, Adrian Irving. 10, Kevin Reeves. 22, Solo Bambara. Got the music blaring.
We're ready to rock and roll. We only hope everybody can hear us.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
They can barely hear. I can barely hear you.
O'Hara, white uniforms, again, the blue numbers. Love the shoes out there. Summer pink, red, blue. And as for Bonner, Bonner Prendi, the traditional green with yellow trim. And the opening tip, O'Hara is going to be moving right to left, vice versa. Bonner. Solo Bambara controls it to Anthony Purnell. O'Hara with the ball. Jameel Burton, they weave it around. Adrian Irving flipping it to Purnell. Top of the key is Burton. Now to Reeves, left of the key, Irving, well-coached, well-schooled. Good man-to-man defense so far. Bonner just underway. Left of the key, Purnell, near wing, Burton. Into the lane, gets it far side, knocked away. Taken by Irving. Irving between the circles. Adrian looking down low into Bambara. Off the glass, no, and the rebound to the Friars of Bonner Prendi. Rebound there, Connor Egan. Top of the key, Rodriguez guarded closely by Adrian Irving. Man, these last names. Big time familiar. Jumper, three ball from the right wing corner is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Oscar Uduma, U-D-U-M-A, 3-0 Bonner. Back comes O'Hara, left to right, into the lane, floater, no good, put up by Purnell. Rebound, we're going to have a travel, good defense in the backcourt by Purnell. On the ball, handler bringing it up, Tyrese Watson, and both coaches looking. Must be a fundraiser for the Cancer American Cancer Society,
yep,
too, here tonight.
In the student section, one of the student sections.
Here at Cardinal O'Hara. Again, a lot of gurus in the house, old-timers, man. It's great. Wide open three, left of the key, back to the rim, no good by Kevin Reeves. We've got a foul on the floor. Solo was bounced around. And who are they going to call that on?
They're going to call it on.
All right, and actually, I think it's Malik Edwards, right? His first. Team's first. Inbounding the ball under his offensive basket, Purnell. Near side, Reeves. Reeves way out high to Jameel Burton. Left side, driving, kept that pivot foot. With the lock is Reeves. Now left of the key is Reeves. Three ball, no good. Rebound taken by the Friars. And back comes Uduma. Oscar to the basket. Shot blocked from behind. by Bambara, but retrieved by Bonner to the basket. Uh-oh, wide open. He dishes it out. Three ball back to the rim. No good by Watson. Rebound taken by O'Hara. Looking to go all the way to the basket now to Bambara. Three ball right of the key is up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Irving, look at all the junior underclassmen driving all the way back to the basket. Lay it up and in by Connor Egan, 6'2", senior, 5'3". 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Two-point lead for Bonner. O'Hara back. Across the timeline, Anthony Purnell. He's a junior. Young O'Hara squad. Four juniors out there. Top of the key. Left of the key, Burton. Far side, Purnell. Purnell is guarded by Uduma. Purnell, number zero with the rock. Spinning around. Right of the key, Reeves. Reeves dribbling the ball around. Reeves still looking. Still looking. Great defense by Bonner. And they slow it up wisely. Cardinal O'Hara, 14-3 overall. Top of the key, Irving. Gets the ball taken away. It's on the floor. Tie up. Possession arrow with Bonner Prendy. Prendy, of course, what, the Panthers girls basketball program. We've got ourselves a timeout on the floor. Timeout called by O'Hara, Coach Nemetz. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. 3-point lead for Bonner.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 4:35 to go, first quarter. Bonner with the ball and a three-point lead. That long shot by Irving was just a two. I thought it was a three. So it's 5-2 Bonner. And they have the ball left to right. Edwards across the timeline. Problem, people are walking in front of our broadcast booth also. That is a issue, but we'll have to deal with it. Bonner with the rock. Out high, Uduma. Guarded by Purnell. Uduma right at the foul line. Looking. Ball almost taken away. Uduma, ball on the floor. This is an O'Hara team you're not used to seeing. Driving to the basket. Is it good? The ball went in the basket. It's good and a foul. Basket is by Donovan Rodriguez of the Friars. And a foul. Personal is on number 10, Kevin Reeves of O'Hara. 7-2, Bonner. Free throw up, free throw good. The last basket, was it by number 4? Or number 5?
Number 5, Tyrese Watson.
So Watson got that three-pointer the old-fashioned way. Turnover. Here comes Bonner back 2-on-1, driving to the basket. Missing the easy layup was Watson. And the rebound to O'Hara into the lane. Left wing corner, three balls up and in and out. And the rebound to Connor Egan of Bonner. Bonner back, Egan, floater in the lane. That's Malik Edwards for two. Malik with 2 points. 3:17 to go, first quarter. Bonner 10, O'Hara 2.
Aaron's going to make some baskets count, boy. They're going to get too far behind here.
On O'Hara's home court. Firing up a three ball, wide to the right. That was Irving, who has the only 2 points in the game for O'Hara. Rebound, Watson to the basket, lay it up and in. Again, they're the number one team in the state, 4A. Bonner, no joke.
Well, O'Hara is penetrating into the key and making the layups, and O'Hara can't get inside. They are frustrated by shooting outside, not making their shots. They're going to find a formula to get inside and do some layups.
We did a
It was a state semifinal game last year, state quarterfinal game. Bonner looked really good against, that was Archbishop Carroll last year. With the ball, O'Hara. Trailing by 10 points, 2.5 to go. First quarter live from Cardinal O'Hara High School, and it's a mob scene here at this gym. Looking to penetrate. This, the defenses are so, so good. Ball in the right wing corner. O'Hara then drives to the basket. Off balance shot, no, but a foul. And Coach Funston not happy with that call. So it'll be two foul shots coming for O'Hara. Down by 10, 2:10 to go in the first quarter. It's going to be Solo Bambara, 6'6" junior, shooting two. Personal is number two on number three, Malik Edwards. Solo, great kid. Free throw up, no good, short. So Malik Edwards will have to come out of the game, the 6'1" junior for Bonner. They're so deep. James Weldy, another 6'4" junior, checking in. Got Uduma's a senior for Bonner. Edwards Jr., Rodriguez Jr., Watson Sr., and another senior out there.
Missed both.
And he misses the shot, misses both. Free throws, the Solo. Rebound, the Friars of Bonner. Across the timeline, top of the key. Rodriguez, right wing corner, three ball. Too strong. That was fired up by Egan, but offensive rebound out high for the Friars, and the ball gets stolen away by Kevin Reeves. Reeves flying up the court, ball's on the floor. Great defense again by Bonner. They take the ball away. And wisely, they slow it up. It's Tyrese Watkins with the rock for the Friars, looking for a pick, can't get one. Whoa, 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 that could have been a foul with the elbow. They don't call it. And now Rodriguez driving and a foul where? It's going to be a foul on O'Hara. Second team foul on O'Hara here. Boys High School Basketball, you're listening to Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and our man Andrew Kaufman. The personal is on Irving, his first. So Bonner still with the rock. 1:15 to go, first quarter, up by 10. Looking to penetrate, Watson in the lane. Left side, Weldy. Now left of the key, Rodriguez. Flips, layup, good then. Go, lay it up and in, Connor Egan. 12-point lead for Bonner. They love this gym. We saw it last year in that playoff game against Archbishop Carroll, right wing corner. Who's that checking into the game? It's a newcomer, number 23.
Frankie Parati.
All right, so his number is now 23. Parati to the basket, layup, no. Rebound, tap, no. Tap again, no. Weldy, the rebound for Bonner. Here they come. It's Rodriguez fouled. It's going to be on O'Hara and on Kevin Reeves. That's number two on him. Three team fouls. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. First quarter. O'Hara sends Burton back into the game. Also, Momi Cortu, number four. Momo Cortu into the game for O'Hara. And they'll go for the final shot, the Friars. They have a 14-2 lead out there. This is Tyrese Watkins near midcourt, far side. Now straight away, flips it off to Donovan Rodriguez. The playoff experience these guys have, Bonner. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. To the right side, Watson. Watson looks to penetrate. Floater, got it. What a ball player. Tyrese Watson, 7 points in the first quarter. It is a big lead for Bonner after 1-16-2 over Cardinal O'Hara. Never sounded so good. Hey, we're the best on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family.
for all your health shop needs. Open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Boy, I tell you what, the boys basketball team at Bonner Prendy loves this Cardinal O'Hara gym, leading 16-2 Bonner over O'Hara after the first quarter.
I think it's Bonner Prendy all defense. I mean, literally, yeah. O'Hara cannot get in to get their shots, and they are getting the ball stolen away. They're losing control of the ball because they can't penetrate the defense that Bonner Prendy set up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Bonner Prendy is going right through O'Hara's defense and right to the basket and making their shots.
Yeah, the game we did last year was a 4A state quarterfinal game, and Bonner got off. They blew out Archbishop Carroll 82-57 live on DelcoHoops.com, and Bonner started that first quarter 22-12 the lead. We begin the second quarter current day. O'Hara with the rock. Jameel Burton. Courtside here. Springfield, Cardinal O'Hara High School. Purnell, top of the key. Court two, good pass. Underneath, lay it up and in. The back four is good. Frank Parati, 6 foot junior. He looks taller than that, but they have him at 6 feet. And there's 2 points for O'Hara, down by 12. Bonner coming back. Rodriguez down low. Glass, no good. Good rebound. Good defense, too, by Parati. He's been a spark, and here comes O'Hara back. And Purnell. Man-to-man defense, both teams. Haven't seen zone yet. Purnell, top of the key. He's a junior. Cortu, a 6'3 junior, in the lane. Loses the ball, and here they come again. This is Uduma pass. Well, the shot blocked from behind by Trey Dinkins. But it stays with the Friars. Wide open three ball. He has got it. Can't leave him open.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Donovan Rodriguez, experienced veteran. His first points of the night, a big three. 15-point lead. Bonner over Cardinal O'Hara. 6.5 to go before halftime. Right of the key. Parati now left of the key. NBA three. He has got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Trey Dinkins going to the basket. No, but a foul. Bonner will be getting two shots. Number four, Donovan Rodriguez. 6:21 to go. Very clean game. Physical but clean. 19-7 lead for Bonner. These two teams will not meet in the state tournament. O'Hara is 5A, and they are ranked 5th in the state at 5A. Bonner number 1 in the state in a loaded 4A bracket. Donovan Rodriguez, this noise is not going to bother him, guys. He was a big part of that game we did Abington Heights up at, yep, in Bethlehem a couple years ago as a sophomore. Makes the first. And Donovan will get another. Got Matthew DeGeorge to our left. We'd love to have him at halftime. Delco Times a little under the weather, though, but good enough to cover the game. We're keeping our distance. Don't want to get sick ourselves. Free throw is up and good by Donovan Rodriguez. 5 for him. All 5 in the second quarter. Lead is 14, 21-7. Bonner by 14. Parati, top of the key. Left of the key, Irving. It's going to be hard to get shots off for O'Hara, man. I'm telling you, they're going to have to work, work, work. Look at that defense. It's almost a 5-second call, and it's almost taken away by Weldy, but retrieved. And now a little Irving's got to chill a little bit, gets it back. He fakes his man, jumper, yes. And a foul. Three ball.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer
by Adrian Irving. He has 5 points. And he's fouled. Irving makes the shot. I've got him for a total of 6. Lead is down to 10, just like that. Bonner by 10. Yep. With the rock. Watson into the lane. Here's a three ball from the right side. He drains it. Smooth. James Weldy. They gave him a 2. So Weldy gets two, 23-11, and losing the ball out of bounds, O'Hara. Unforced error right there, but you can't really say anything's unforced because of the unbelievable defense by Bonner. Timeout on the floor, 5:18 to go before halftime. It's Bonner 23, the home team, Cardinal O'Hara 11 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Thank you, Mr. Jaworski. 5:18 to go, second quarter, 23-11. Bonner over Cardinal O'Hara here at Cardinal O'Hara High School Springfield. Amazing what Bonner's done this year. Last year went to the state finals before losing to Imhotep, and they lost three seniors from that team, including Isaiah Wong, playing at Miami. Not too shabby. Yep. 6'9", Tariq Ingraham, playing at Wake Forest of the ACC. Michael Peretta, 6'1", a 12th grader last year. And they're right back at it again. Number one team in the state in 4A. So we begin play following the timeout. O'Hara with the steal. Irving, then he almost loses the ball. He does. It's on the ground, but picked up and driving to the basket. Good at a foul. Bucket by Trey Dinkins, 6'2 senior, and one. A lot of familiar faces in the house here tonight. So that solo is going to come out of the game for O'Hara, Solo Bambera. That personal is on Connor Egan, and for Bonner, he has two. Five team fouls on Bonner here in the first half. 5:07 to go, second quarter. 23-13 Bonner. Free throw up and good. Trey Dinkins. Substitution, 33 into the game for Bonner. And I do not have a 33. Let's see if Matt DeGeorge has a number 33. Brandon Mandon. So checking into the game. Sipo, there you go. And driving to the basket. Shot is blocked, but a foul. The 33 for Bonner, Mandon Sipo. I don't know where you got your rosters from, Mike, but the school, obviously.
No, I didn't. The school didn't send me anything, so I had to get it off of Max Prep.
Yeah, and Max Preps is just
mediocre at best.
Yeah, to say the least. Mandon Sipa. 4:46 to go in the first half. Left wing corner. Down low, ball knocked away, but out high. Wow, I thought about the three. Driving to the basket is Uduma, getting it out for the long three ball. In and out. Offensive rebound. Weldy flips it to Watson. Shot is no good. That was Rodriguez. Shot is partially blocked and taken by O'Hara. They come back only down by 9 points. Three ball is off to the left. No good, but a foul. And it's going to be on who?
Breaking
I think
ball.
It's on O'Hara, right?
Yeah. Number four, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be on Frank Parati. His... Is that his second, guys? Really? It is. For O'Hara, down by 9. Full court pressure. This should not be a problem for a grizzled, even though they lost all those guys from last year. A lot of these, he played a lot of kids at Funston, Coach Funston. And dribbling around is Sipo. Getting it to Rodriguez on top of the key to Uduma in the lane. Right side, three ball up by Weldy. No good, short. Nice rebound, O'Hara. It's an athlete right there, Purnell. Ooh. But another turnover. You can't be forcing the issue. And then taken right back. Steal. Layup is good by Trey Dinkins. What a quarter he's had. And a timeout, Kevin Funston. 3:47 to go in the second quarter. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman. It's now a 7-point lead for Bonner on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company. A great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And I'll tell you what, you got to give O'Hara a lot of credit battling back. They were down by as many as 15. I had now down by just 7. 3:47 to go in the second quarter. As physical as the game is, physical but clean. Not as much trash talking as you would think. Not too bad. But it's so competitive out there, guys. We only have a combined 10 fouls. Amazing. 6 on O'Hara. 4 on Bonner. Bonner with the rock in that 7-point lead. Uduma. Far side, Watson. Left of the key, Watson. Watson in the lane. Tries to force it. Finds a man driving to the basket. Missing the shot is Sipo. And the rebound, O'Hara. They come back right to left. Down by 7. Anthony Purnell, left of the key. Good ball movement here. Kevin Reeves. Reeves out near midcourt. Sticky man-to-man defense. Ooh. And there's another steal. Boy, the quick hands of Tyrese Watson. Shot blocked in there again. Anthony Purnell, the defense. Smashes a kick violation on Bonner. What an unbelievable block. Looked like an easy layup, but out of nowhere, this 6-foot junior, Anthony Purnell. Chester Biddy League legend with the block for Cardinal O'Hara. So O'Hara, following the kick violation on Bonner, keeps the ball. Down to 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Anthony Purnell, right of the key. Great defense, Bonner again. They have 2 fouls to give in the last couple of minutes here. Purnell looks to drive, getting it out. Left of the key. Can't get the shot off his court. 2. Driving to the basket, reverse layup is good by Adrian Irving.
Down to 5 lead now.
Down to 5 to the basket. Up, no, but a foul. Forcing that one is Tyrese Watson. And Tyrese goes to the line shooting 2. 17 fouls, O'Hara. And it is on Purnell. And he has 2. Free throw up and good for 6'4 senior Tyrese Watson, Division I recruit. So 2 fouls on Frank Barati of O'Hara, 2 for Reeves of O'Hara, and Anthony Purnell with 2. 24-18. Bonner, free throw good again by Watson. He has 9 points. He had 7, did Tyrese, in the first quarter. 2:35 to go, second quarter. 17 fouls on Cardinal O'Hara, and Bonner has just 4. Good to see O'Hara, a powerhouse basically again. After, you know, it's tough enough in the league. But they're back. It's been a long time coming. Here's Anthony Purnell across midcourt. Purnell looks to drive to the basket, floats it up short. Rebound, Watson. Watson to Sipo. Sipo wisely slows it up, and then he lost control, and he throws it away. And here comes Purnell. A little run-and-gun action. Going to be a tie-up. Great defense. Bonner, it'll go with the Friars. James Weldy, the 6'4 junior.
That was a great play because, the other concern was he was going to foul him, which he didn't want to do. So that was just a great to go after the ball, grab it, and tie it up.
It's great we're here, Mike.
Well, it's always exciting to be at Cardinal.
It really is. It's great to have an awesome, just fanatical crowd. This yep. Catholic League goes back 100 years. And now back into the game. He has 2 fouls. Malik Edwards, he's a possible Division I recruit, number 3.
Bonner from Drexel Hill right next to Upper Darby. Driving to the basket against Bombera, missing the shot. They battle for that rebound. Last touch by the... Last touch by O'Hara.
Really?
And is that Parati coming back? Yeah. They have him listed as 6 feet.
I don't see how that's possible.
There's no way. He's got to be about 6'2".
Yeah.
So, actually, I would say one out of every 10 schools does a nice job with max preps. You can rely on it. Oh, wide open. Edwards for three. Back of the rim, no good. And rebound to O'Hara. Jameel Burton. Jameel comes back. He's only a junior. 1:40 to go in the quarter. Quarter number two. Dupp's going to be a double dribble. I can't believe they didn't call that. They did not call that.
Nope.
So I don't know what happened. Either the ball was touched, deflected, but it stays with O'Hara and Jameel Burton. Burton, top of the key. Burton looks to drive. That's going to be a walk that time. They're going to call a foul on Bonner. That's interesting.
Who's the foul on 23?
Number four, Donovan Rodriguez.
Okay. Team foul number five. It's going to be on the floor, though. For Rodriguez, that's his first. Egan has two for Bonner, two fouls. Bonner also has Edwards with two. Jameel Burton out of the game, and checking in is Purnell. 1:22 to go in the second quarter. 7-point lead for Bonner. Down low, we have another foul called on Bonner. That's going to be on Uduma. Uduma with his first, team foul number six. 1:22, clock stays calm, as we call it, out high now to Trey Dinkins, 6'2 senior. Pull back, three ball. Got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That is a three ball. What a quarter he's had. Underneath, going to the basket, missing the short shot. Now O'Hara playing some great D. It's a four-point lead for Bonner. O'Hara now on fire to the basket. No, but a foul. It'll be Anthony Purnell at the line shooting two.
O'Hara's definitely finding Bonner's number at this stage of the game. Part of it, I think, is Bonner's getting tired from the running back and forth. They're opening up some lanes, and O'Hara's going to force it right to the key. Either let me take the shot or foul me.
Free throw is good by Anthony Purnell for O'Hara. Leads down to three. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Checking in is Connor Egan, 6'2 senior. Good comeback here by O'Hara. Two great young youthful coaches, Kevin Funston for Bonner and Ryan Nemetz. O'Hara up, in and out, no good. Rebound by Egan. And he loses the ball, and this is, I thought he was going to fire up a three-ball Purnell, but he slows it up. So O'Hara with the ball, they can tie it here with 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. Coach Nemetz says, weave it around. Big on the AAU circuit, both these coaches. Driving to the basket, travel. Too many steps, a little out of control.
Yeah,
back to Bonner.
He lost control of his steps and just kept moving.
Inbounding the ball for the Bonner Prendy Friars, Tyrese Watson. 6'4 senior with 9 points. Half court trap. Malik Edwards in the backcourt. Cross midcourt to Rodriguez. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Very strong athlete, Donovan Rodriguez. Near side, Watson. Watson looks to drive, and it's going to be a foul and a push by Dinkins. That'll be his first, but it's going to be 1-1. Excuse me, team foul number eight on O'Hara. So 1-1 here for Tyrese Watson.
17 seconds left in the half.
The girls won a state championship here at O'Hara, 2016. 1-1 for Tyrese Watson. Up, got it. Watson, three foul shots here in the second quarter, 10 points overall in the game. Solo Bambera back into the game for O'Hara. 6'6" junior, and coming out is Momo Korchu. Ryan Nemetz looks, I don't know how old Ryan is,
the head coach of O'Hara. He looks about 22 years old. Watson makes the second. 5-point lead, Bonner. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. We're headed to halftime here shortly. O'Hara with the ball. Purnell between the circles. Left of the key. Two. Dinkins for three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Trey Dinkins, 6-2, senior with an unbelievable quarter. Two Treys in the quarter. 6, 10, 12. He had 11 points, I have, in that second quarter. Well, unbelievable.
Well, we'll come back and take a look at these numbers. It's almost remarkable to look from one quarter to the next.
So we are now at halftime. Your score, Cardinal O'Hara now trailing Bonner by just 2 points, 27-25. Catholic League boys high school basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, man, battle of Delaware County teams, Catholic League basketball. Cardinal O'Hara from Springfield and Bonner of Drexel Hill right up the road here. Bonner leads it 27-25 at halftime. Bonner coming into the game, the number one ranked team in the entire state of Pennsylvania at the 4A level. Yes, smaller school. And O'Hara, number five in the state. At the 5A level, a little bit bigger school. O'Hara was actually down 16-2 after one quarter. Tremendous comeback with Matthew DeGeorge from the Delco Times. And Matthew, that was the Trey Dinkins show, senior leadership in that second quarter, bringing O'Hara back.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what a travel is in this game. But
that was crazy.
Other than that, I think Dinkins gets the benefit of a couple no calls on a couple of those three-pointers. It looked like he pushed off, but that last one, the buzzer beater, that was a high arcing three that comes down. He had 14 points in that quarter, and that's really what they needed. They were only 1-for-9 from the field in that first quarter. And they need someone to make shots. That's what this O'Hara team is. They take shots. They need someone to make
them. Well, that was it. Well, they couldn't penetrate the key in the first quarter. They just couldn't get past Bonner's defense. But, you know, the score in the first quarter was 16 for Bonner, 2 for O'Hara. Then they turn around and they hold O'Hara. O'Hara holds Bonner to 11 points in the second quarter. But O'Hara turns around and scores 23. And then here we are. So it was a tremendous turnaround. It looked to me like the Bonner defense started to get some fatigue trying to hold that fence out there, which they were doing very effectively in the first quarter, and just couldn't keep the pace up. And there were suddenly gaps in passes and everything else was going in.
It's an interesting team to try and defend because you can just switch pretty liberally because they usually have four guys that are more or less interchangeable. And I think that's kind of the way that Bonner plays. Bonner really has five guys that are pretty interchangeable. Right. So they're able to kind of be constantly switching. The only guy to really worry about all that much is Solo Bambara because his height gives them a little bit of a problem. But they didn't even go to him all that much. They briefly went with the two bigs look with him and Jax Trickey, but I think at this point in his career, Trickey's not a guy that generates a lot of offense that's not off of his basket, so it's a little difficult to get either of them involved.
Hey, it's good to see O'Hara back. It's been a long time.
It has been. It's been a long time and a lot of coaches, and they've got some talented players here. It's just a matter of how this mix works. I think they did a great job defensively in that second quarter, really allowing the players that they wanted on Bonner to take shots. So three field goal attempts from Mandon Sipo. Not a lot of Malik Edwards. Not a lot of Donovan Rodriguez. They're doing a good job of giving the open looks to guys that they think can't hurt them. And I think that's what worked. You saw them. You know, Bonner only had two baskets in that second quarter. Six of the points were from Tyrese Watson from the line. So it'll be interesting to see how Bonner reestablishes his offense. Obviously, Edwards and Connor Egan having two fouls early and not playing a large portion of that second quarter affects the balance a little bit. As it was, Donovan Rodriguez only had three shot attempts. Two for Edwards, and Egan is two for four from the field. So how they balance that, how they create off of Tyrese Watson with the ball, that's going to be interesting.
All right, Matthew DeGeorge, Delco Times. When do the Catholic League playoffs start? Any idea? It'll be here before you know it.
We've only got two and a half more weeks of the regular season left, and then we'll be into the Catholic League playoffs. It's interesting how the hierarchy is working out. I think that these two teams are maybe in that second tier. Even though Bonner has the win over Roman Catholic, I think the top tier in the Catholic League this year is probably Numagoretti, Wood, and Roman. Then Bonner, Carroll, O'Hara in some configuration. I think they're all ahead of LaSalle or anything like that. So you could very much see these Delco teams playing in the second round. They go, it's 10-team tournament, so 7, 10, 8, 9, and then one plays 8. The 4-5 game is going to be somewhere in Delco. It could be these two teams.
Yeah, District 12 is crazy after the Catholic League championships over. Then they bracket the teams per class. It's a city league, and it's nuts. But now, looking at 5A, Westchester East has got to be the favorite in District 1. Every year. Oh, man, Berman, there's no way any public school can beat these private schools, Catholic schools, but we've seen it happen. Can it happen again this year?
Not if Wood's that private. I don't see Westchester East beating Wood in 5A.
They're so good.
I don't see anybody in 4A in District 1 challenging O'Hara or Carroll.
Right. 6A.
Whatever class Numagoretti's in, that doesn't really even matter.
3A.
Yeah, whatever that is, that's just take your state semifinal now. 6A is a little more iffy. I don't think that this is necessarily a vintage Roman team because this is still a young team. I think the best player on that team is Jalen Duren.
Oh yeah.
If I had one game to win, I would consider taking Justice Winslow before Lynn Greer just because of the mentality piece of it. So I don't know that this is a vintage Roman team yet. I could be proven wrong.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, and I don't think there's that second team in 6A the way that there has been. It's not Prep. It's not LaSalle. They're not at the heights that they've been. So Roman against 6A, it'll be interesting. I don't want to defend Jalen Duren, but someone's going to have to.
I got a picture with him last year. It was pretty awesome, man. He is a big dude.
As what, a 6'9 freshman last year?
Yes. Yeah. So we did the game when Roman knocked out Lower Merion by 20. But yeah, you see in the playoffs, Abington Heights knocking out Bonner a couple years ago in the semis. You saw Penridge get to the state finals. I didn't think anybody was going to beat Roman last year. So you got to still play the games. Anything can happen. So it's unbelievable. So now you guys cover girls basketball too. We're going to focus on the boys here tonight. Real quick, can we ask about Kobe Bryant? And I know you guys. I don't know where you were '96, but I remember going to those games
you know, when, especially three big games against Chester, two in Kobe's senior year, the District 1 championship and semifinals.
I'm going to say in 96 I was in second grade.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't have a ton.
I didn't know where you were going with this, Dave.
I can't say that I have a ton of memories of Kobe playing, but I will say that I was at Lower Merion yesterday reporting in the aftermath of that tragedy. And, you know, it just hit a couple things that have hit me just from the basketball side. Obviously, the lives that were lost beyond Kobe and his daughter Gianna and all the families that are affected by this tragedy is almost too much to process. But from the basketball side, which is obviously secondary in this moment, Kobe Bryant scored 2,883 points in high school. And if you kind of just take a moment and think about that, it's mind-boggling to consider that 1,000 points is a darn good high school career, a great high school career. He almost did that every year. The other thing, there'll be a story in tomorrow's Delco Times where Terry Toohey, who was the beat writer back in the day, talked to John Linehan, Chester great, still the all-time leader in NCAA steals. And John Linehan was a player that in 2001 Kobe Bryant said was the most fearsome defender he ever played against.
Ever. And 5'7".
And to think that they once put together an AAU team with Kobe Bryant, Rip Hamilton, a Coatesville native, and John Linehan. That might not have been the best AAU team ever, but you must have been sore as all anything after a game like that, because Kobe and Rip were two guys that would just run you into the ground, and Linehan would defend you, you know, 95 feet baseline to baseline, and then probably follow you in the locker room and defend you there. It's really remarkable the way that this entire network in Southeastern PA basketball is kind of mobilized.
And people, you know, they know the story, but he went right from high school into the pros. I mean, that, you know, there just aren't enough strong, outstanding players that can pull the stuff like that. And that's a testament to it. And he went on and had a remarkable career. You know, yeah. I think a lot of people thought he would fade away and not be much of a powerhouse in the NBA. So much for that idea.
Well, it's going to be a good second half here. Matthew DeGeorge, you know, we could go on and on and talk, so we'll do it again sometime.
I'll be here.
All right, thanks a lot, my man. All right, again, Matthew DeGeorge, the Delco Times. We are at halftime. We're going to take a break. Thanks some of our great advertisers. Bonner, boys basketball over O'Hara at the half, 27-25 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
All right, we're still at halftime. Bonner over O'Hara, boys hoops, 27-25. That real tall gentleman I was just talking to, and he's going over and shaking hands and giving encouragement to a lot of the O'Hara players, is the all-time leading scorer in the history of Chester High School boys basketball, Zane Shaw. Zane, 1,993 points, graduated in 1991, and he works with a lot of kids in Chester. And those, a lot of those O'Hara kids are his guys, and they look up to him. And it's good to see Zane in the house. There is a lot of talent in the town of Chester.
Literally and figuratively, they look up to him.
And Chester's had so many great players. He's one of the top 5-10 players in the history of Chester basketball. Zane Shaw, great to see him. 1,993 career points, state champ, 1989. So Bonner again by 2 points, 27-25 over O'Hara, and we're ready for a rip-roaring second half. I have now totals real quick here, Andrew. You can check me out. Anthony Purnell I have with 1 point. Adrian Irving with 8. Trey Dinkins, 13.
14.
14. I'm missing a foul shot?
I believe so. He's 1 of 1 from the line.
Okay, but anyway, I have him for 3. Oh, gotcha, 3-3. So 14 for Dinkins, 2 for Parati. And the third quarter is underway. O'Hara with the rock, and it's going to be a travel on the near side. As for Bonner, 3 points for Uduma, 2 for Malik Edwards, 5 for Rodriguez, 11 for Tyrese Watkins, 4 Egan, and 2 for Weldy. So I got that 3 trays in that quarter for Dinkins. That's unbelievable. 14 points, getting O'Hara back in the game. Across the timeline right now is Tyrese Watson, and driving to the basket, Rodriguez, no, but a foul. Donovan Rodriguez has 5 points, and he'll go to the line shooting 2.
The third foul on Kevin Reeves for Cardinal O'Hara.
We got a couple of guys on the border there in foul trouble. Rodriguez, just smooth as silk, especially from the foul line. He is a pleasure to watch. Makes the first. No, talked to Amaro Austin, one of the big scouts here, basketball followers forever in the Philly area. Asked him, has any of these kids committed to a college yet out there? Not yet. Anybody? Up. Ooh, a rare miss by Rodriguez. He has 6 points. Back comes O'Hara to the basket, missing the shot. Rebound, Bonner. Watch out. Rodriguez going to take it all the way, lay it up and in. Donovan Rodriguez, lead is up to 5 for Bonner over O'Hara. Big, big crowd. Now Bonner picking up the pressure. Somebody should be wide open. It's Solo Bombara up. Good and a foul. But they're going to call yes. Is that, wait a minute.
That's an offensive foul they called.
All right. No foul points on Bambara. I thought the young man, the other guy, was out of position for Bonner. But take away that big basket there. And Friars with the ball right to left. Third quarter and a 5-point lead. 30-25. Malik Edwards, 6'1 junior, very quiet tonight with 2 points. Down low, almost a turnover. It's on the floor. Great hustle by Solo when it's picked up by Bonner. Excuse me, O'Hara, bounce pass. Lay it up. Good. And a foul. Adrian Irving, public address announcer, imitating the late, great Dave Zinkoff. 6 foot junior Adrian can cut it to 2 again. First personal on somebody.
The third on Connor Egan.
Oh, it's the third on Egan for Bonner. Free throw up and good. Adrian Irving.
Up to 11 points on the night.
Yes. Bonner back. 2-point lead. Edwards, look at that great, great defense. How did he almost made that shot, a dipsy-doo shot on the floor, retrieved by the Friars, and then down low, knocked out of bounds by Dinkins. A lot of athletes out there. It's amazing what Coach Nemetz has done. And having help from Zane Shaw really helps O'Hara also. Getting it out to Watson. Edwards, top of the key. Jumper, smooth as silk, but he misses that shot. And solo, Bambaro the rebound, 6 foot six. Whoa. Gets it up court, save from going out of bounds. Here into the lane is Dinkins, getting it out left wing corner, left-hander, three, too strong. Here comes Bonner. Rodriguez, ball knocked away again. Boy, they've got some quick hands. They've got some athletes, O'Hara. Dipsy-Doo layup, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Hara. Up, no, off the back of the rim, no good. Out of bounds, no. It's a little wild and crazy now. Almost went out of bounds, but saved to O'Hara. Trey Dinkins. Left to right here, O'Hara. 5:45 to go in the quarter. We're in quarter number three for the lead. Three ball, got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Anthony Purnell for three, and O'Hara the first lead of the night.
Yep, absolutely.
31-30, Bonner coming back. O'Hara is legit. Malik Edwards in the lane, but the defense on him by Dinkins is unbelievable. Malik dribbles to the far side. Right of the key, Rodriguez driving to the basket. Dish underneath, shot, no good. Great defense, O'Hara, and a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be on Watson. Tyrese's first, team foul number two. O'Hara with the ball, one-point lead, 5:10 to go third quarter. Man.
Well, we thought it was loud before, and this continues going to get real loud.
Once again, O'Hara, 14-3. 7-2 in the Catholic League. Most wins in the Catholic League season since 0-1 when they went 8-6 under Buddy Gardner. Half-court trap is on them, and no trouble breaking it, but another turnover, and that's not a good foul. Frustration foul. I think it's on number 10, if I'm not mistaken, for O'Hara.
No, number 3, Trey Dinkins, his second.
So that's number 2 on him. That's a foul. He did not have to...
That's a lazy foul.
Yeah.
You turn the ball over and then you go right after the man and foul him. That's a lazy foul. You don't need to make that at this point.
4:54 to go in the third. 31-30. O'Hara with the lead. We're in Springfield tonight on a Monday night. Slowly back in zone defense, guys. How do you like that? O'Hara's going to go zone. And I don't think this will affect Bonner very much. They can really shoot the rock, and he got so many good athletes. That like the dribble penetrate. Floater is up. Back to the rim. No good. Follow. Good. And a foul. That's a tough kid out there. Offensive rebound basket by Connor Egan. 6'2" senior. He has 6 and 1.
That's the third foul on Anthony Purnell.
So you got Purnell with 3. Reeves with 3. Parati 2. Dinkins 2 for O'Hara. 3 fouls on Egan. He's at the foul line for Bonner. Can give his team a two-point lead. Up, good. Connor Egan. Half-court trap. O'Hara in the backcourt, left to right. Dinkins near side and across the timeline is Irving. Looking into the right wing corner. I don't think he can dribble. I think he lost his dribble, but he gets it out high now. Irving near midcourt. To the right side, guarded by the Hawk, Uduma. Left wing corner, three ball up. Too strong by O'Hara. They had an opportunity right there, and that was missed by Purnell. Rodriguez comes back, tries to draw the foul, still scores.
Nice layup, very nice shot, fadeaway layup type thing.
Great body control by Donovan Rodriguez, 6'2 senior for Bonner. 5 in the quarter, 10 for the game, 4-point lead for Bonner Prendi. Catholic League basketball at its best tonight on DelcoHoops.com. Dinkins into the lane, triple team. Somebody should be open. It's out to Purnell. Anthony looking to drive, layup, got it.
Nearly traveled out high, but kept his pivot foot just barely by a toe.
Yep.
Coming and then up, drove to the line and
they
later.
Were watching him.
Coming up on 3:10 to go in quarter number 3. The Friars of Bonner Prendi with the rock. 35-33 lead, deflected, last touch by, they say, O'Hara. Coming back into the game, solo Bambara. And also checking back in, Jameel Burton for O'Hara, the Friars. Into Tyrese Watson. Out high straight away. Still playing that zone defense. Looks like a 1-3-1 to me. They look to penetrate, lay it up. That's a good call. He let him have it. The layup is good with a left hand by Tyrese Watson with 13. Lead is 4 for Bonner Prendy. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and the rest of the gang. New Pete Bolgenetti tonight. There's a turnover. And that's the kind of stuff the young man here clapping in the face of the O'Hara player. That would tick me off. Luckily, the refs didn't even say anything, though.
Well, there's a certain amount of taunting goes on. It's trash talking.
But it just happened right in front of us, yep. So I saw it clearly. So Bonner with the ball on a 4-point lead. This is Egan. Left block, Watson. Watson spins up, glass, no good. Tap, Watson, in and out. Boy, you see a bad one. Tyrese Watson, 6'4" senior, 4 in the quarter. 15 for the game. Bonner, the number one team in the state in 4A. Trying to get that first elusive state championship this year. Back comes O'Hara. They're a 5A school. 6 classes in Pennsylvania. 6 the largest. Left of the key is Dinkin. 6-point lead. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Is that number 3 on Dinkins now with the elbow?
Yeah, that's the 3rd on Dinkins. Led with the elbow a little bit too much there.
O'Hara's in foul trouble, man.
Yeah, they've got, I think, 3 or 4 guys with 3 already.
Yeah, they have 5 as a team. We still got a buck 45 to go, 48 to go in the quarter, and a timeout on the floor. I think a timeout, 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. It never sounds good. So good, it's boys high school basketball at DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, we're back here at Springfield and Cardinal O'Hara High School. Long, old school gym. Floor looks pretty nice, though, pretty new, and it is, you would say this is an overflow crowd, almost sardine can.
They're standing in all the corners, everybody's in seats.
And we got a great seat, half court with Matthew DeGeorge next to us. I like this angle. This is pretty cool. I feel kind of important tonight. And Pete Bolgenetti hopefully listening back home. He'll be okay. And we have a foul on off the ball. That's team foul number 6 on O'Hara. Who's that on?
That's the 4th on Anthony Purnell.
And he's had a nice quarter, 5 points, 4 on him. Kevin Reeves comes back into the game for O'Hara with 3 fouls. And number 2, Adrian Irving, who's had a nice game back in. He has 11 points. Short shot from the left side, no good. That's going to be a foul underneath. On
number 2,
Oscar Uduma of Bonner, his
3rd. I've got him for 3.
3 team fouls on Bonner. So 3 on Uduma, 3 on Connor Egan for the Friars. Across the timeline comes Cardinal O'Hara to the basket. That's going to be they want an offensive foul. They're not going to get it, a block foul. And I think it's going to be 2 shots for O'Hara.
Yep, 2 shots.
And that's the 4th on Uduma.
Quickly. He'll have to come out of the game, and 6'4 junior James Weldy back in for Bonner. Two shots.
For those that are listening, we are keeping track of our own, of the team foul, of the individual fouls, because it's not on the board and nobody's checking with us, so we're doing the best we can.
Adrian Irving at the line, shooting 2, misses the 1st. We'll be Chester hosting Chichester Thursday night, DelcoHoops.com. Free throw is good by Irving. 4 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Full court pressure. Bonner gets it into Rodriguez. I mean, these are solid. These guys are going to be playing some solid college basketball somewhere, including Rodriguez right here. Just unbelievable skill, experience, control of the ball. Malik Edwards, he's due to get off. This kid can flat out play. Floater to the basket, no good. Offensive rebound, Rodriguez goes up, blocked from behind, but the long rebound tripped up, nothing called. There's Edwards for 3, got it.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
As I said, he can light it up. 8-point lead Bonner. three ball. Yes.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Kevin Reeves for three. This is one of the better public address announcers I've heard.
Yep.
Some gyms don't have them at all. It's a five-point lead. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bonner with the ball and that five-point lead. Rodriguez guarded tightly by Burton. Now, he doesn't have any fouls, but the next foul will be a penalty situation. Timeout for Bonner, and we'll take a break right now with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Five-point lead Bonner over O'Hara, DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. We have 22 seconds to go in quarter number three. 42-37. Loud crowd. Cardinal O'Hara High School. Five-point lead Bonner. And the Friars, state runner-ups last year at 4A, will have the ball to close out the quarter. In the backcourt, Rodriguez across midcourt. Guarded closely by Burton down to 14 seconds to go. Third quarter. Rodriguez between the circles, now left of the key. Rodriguez, top of the key, Malik Edwards. The floater's up and good. He is a tremendous talent, 6'1 junior. Malik Edwards at the buzzer. We go to the fourth quarter. It's now Bonner, 44. Cardinal O'Hara, 37. It's never sounded so good. It's an unbelievable game. It's DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
44-37, Bonner by 7 after 3. Running down the scoring real quick here as we go to the fourth quarter. Check me out here. Oscar Uduma for Bonner with 3. Andrew, Malik Edwards with 7. Donovan Rodriguez with 10. Tyrese Watson with 14. 15 for Tyrese. There you go. 7 points for Connor Egan and 2 for James Weldy. As for O'Hara, 6 points for Anthony Purnell, 12 for Adrian Irving, 14 for Trey Dinkins, all in the second quarter for O'Hara. 3 for Kevin Reeves and 2 for Frank Perotti. Looking good, Andrew?
Yeah.
He wasn't able to check a whole lot of that, but we'll get to it.
We'll get that at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure, trying to keep it real here. It's Bonner with the ball to begin the fourth quarter, and they have a 7-point lead. There's Malik Edwards way out high to Watson. And they're so skilled and disciplined, Bonner, they could easily milk clock if they want to.
Oh, I would think they will.
Hard to stop. They have 2 fouls to give to. That's not the shot you want. High off the glass by Rodriguez. No, and an over-the-back foul. Weldy, his first.
That's his first.
Team foul number 5 on Bonner. Second half. 7.5 to go. 7-point lead for the Friars. And O'Hara has the rock. Follow all of our sports on DelcoHoops.com. All the articles. Mike does a great job on that. Catholic League from all over southeastern PA. Bonner right at the key. That's going to be a hold on Weldy, number 2 on him. Bonner, 16 fouls. 16 fouls on O'Hara. 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Now the refs are tightening up a little bit.
O'Hara down by 7. It'll be
inbounding the ball.
That is Kevin Reeves. Having some type of issue across the court. I don't know what's going on. One of the coaches out there talking to one of the players. And he's going to have to go to the locker room. I think he has a... That is Trey Dinkins. He must have blood on his hand or something. So he's going to have to come out of the game, and he goes to the locker room, get that bandaged up. 7:17 to go.
Both teams shooting the rest of the way.
Fouls, yes, 6-6. 7-point lead for Bonner. Right at the key. Down low. Bombera misses the shot. The solo. Rebound Bonner. Back they come with Tyrese Watson. Right wing corner Edwards for 3. No good. Offensive rebound. Weldy. Shot is blocked but a foul. 2 free throws coming for James Weldy, a 6'4 junior. 4 fouls now on Kevin Reeves of O'Hara. Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer live from Cardinal O'Hara High School. All of our broadcast archive. Weldy can give his team a 9-point lead. He makes the first. I have 3 for Weldy.
Yeah.
6:54 to go. They're starting to... You get a big enough lead, Bonner can, you know, how to control it, baby. Yep. Yes. Makes them both. O'Hara now back after getting his maybe a finger bandaged up is Trey Dinkins for O'Hara. He's back in the game. They need him. They need him to get going here, man. He had 14 in the second quarter, all 14 of his points. O'Hara had a 1-point lead at one time midway through the third. Jameel Burton. Look at that defense by Weldy getting way out high to Edwards. Malik looking left of the key to, this is Irving. Irving guarded by Rodriguez. Look at that defense by Rodriguez. What a defense. That's a hard shot to make. It's good enough. Foul. Basket by Adrian Irving with 14 points for him.
And that's the third on James Weldy for Bonner.
He got 3 in a hurry. 7-point lead for Bonner.
I believe all 3 of his fouls have come here in the fourth quarter, and we played a minute 32.
7 fouls each team at the line. Now you're O'Hara, man. You got to make these foul shots.
Foul shots are a big part of any game, and O'Hara hasn't shot the ball particularly well from the line.
Look at Solo Bombera, my man. Offensive rebound, O'Hara. Foul line jumper is up and in and out. Dinkins. Bombera follows, misses the shot. And ahead of the pack, they have Bonner to the basket, misses the shot. Edwards bats at it. Offensive rebound, Weldy. Weldy to Edwards. Do not leave him open. Bonner with the ball. Down to 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bonner by 7, 46-39 between the circles. The grizzled Donovan Rodriguez. Guarded by Bambera. Rodriguez, top of the key. Dribbling, crossing over into the lane. Traveled. Good defense by Solo Bambera. Substitutions, 3 into the game for O'Hara. Kevin Reeves, number 10. Number 0, Anthony Purnell.
Number 23, Frank Parati.
Purnell and
23
Reeves are both playing with 4 fouls.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, game's on the line right now. You're down by 7.
You need your better players back in this game.
Bonner slowing the game up here, going with that trap. Got it. If you're open, you got to make shots here. The Friars down low, lay it up. Parati, 4-2. Frank Parati, 6-2. Junior with 4. Leads down to 5. Plenty of time left. Malik Edwards flips it to Weldy. Top of the key, Rodriguez. Into the lane to Edwards. Drive shot blocked from behind by Parati. And the ball with O'Hara. Flying back is Irving, and a push foul is going to be on Watson. His second, so 1-1 here.
Critical, what, he makes these shots.
What a job by Frank Perotti off the bench.
He's had a strong game tonight.
He looks taller than even 6'2", but we'll give him 6'2 right now, the O'Hara junior at the line. Up, got it. First foul shot, Irving. Three in the quarter, 15 points in the game. Irving, big name in Delaware County, especially in the town of Chester. DJ Irving, one of the greatest ever at Archbishop Carroll. Another free throw good by Adrian. Three-point lead. It was 9 a minute or so ago for Bonner. Bonner's lead down to 3. Malik Edwards back. 4:57 to go. Turns. What a move in the lane. Rims out. No good. Would not fall. And the rebound is taken by O'Hara Purnell. Purnell back. Purnell guarded by Edwards. Way out to NBA range. You don't want to shoot from there, Trey Dinkins. But he wants to penetrate with it. He wants to shoot. Somebody could be open. Double team it for a second. Flips it left of the key to Reeves. No need to press. Just relax. You got the ball. You're only down by 3 points. Now driving is Purnell. Pass Perotti. Good. And a foul. Frank Perotti on a beautiful pass. Could be a 10-0 run, a 9-0 run. And Perotti has been huge.
And that's the third on Malik Edwards now.
46-45 Bonner. Still 4:22 to go in the fourth. Perotti shooting one.
Can tie it here.
Up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds. It'll off of Bonner. It'll go to O'Hara. O'Hara wins this game. You know they're going to score on the floor.
Last touch came off of Udoma.
14 wins for O'Hara already this year. Second-year head coach Ryan Nemetz. O'Hara with the rock, down by one. Anthony Purnell between the circles. Purnell right of the key. Irving for three. No good. Long rebound, far corner, picked up by Bonner, Malik Edwards. 1 point lead. They're hanging on to it, Bonner here. Way out high, straight away, slowing it up is Watson. 17 fouls on O'Hara, 9 for Bonner. Driving to the basket, losing the ball. Last touch by Bonner. Excuse me, last touch by O'Hara. Excuse me. They'll stay with Bonner Prendy. Kevin Funston, second-year head coach. Not too shabby last year. Made it all the way to the state championship game. Lost to Imhotep. Getting it out now. Yeah.
I thought that ball went off of Watson's knee rather than an O'Hara
travel. Got to be a travel. It is against Tyrese Watson trying to do too much. Only 2 points in this fourth quarter for Bonner. Both on foul shots.
O'Hara's doing to Bonner what Bonner did to O'Hara in the first quarter.
What a steal by Edwards. No, that wasn't Edwards. What a steal on the play there by Connor Egan of Bonner. Flips it to Edwards, driving to the basket. Ball gets knocked out of bounds from behind. It'll stay with Bonner, and a timeout called by Coach Funston and Bonner, the Friars. 3:28 to go in quarter number three. Nitty-gritty time. Actually, the fourth quarter, excuse me. 1 point lead, Bonner, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
What a tremendous job by both Kevin Funston took over for Jack Concannon a couple of years ago for Bonner, the team that went to the state semis. Kevin, in his first year, takes him to the state championship. State runner-ups, as I said earlier, to Imhotep was Bonner. Cardinal O'Hara, been down for a long, long time. As Matthew DeGeorge said, a bunch of different coaches. Ryan Nemetz. It's N as in Nancy, E, M as in mother, E, T, Z, second year, 14-3 and 7-2 in the league. Amazing.
This is a war. I mean, this is truly a game where you say, too bad somebody's got to lose.
But we've had a bunch of games like that this year. So Bonner with the ball, and it's a steal by Parati in the backcourt. O'Hara has it down by one. Dinkins to the basket, foul. Dinkins with that Euro step draws the foul.
It'll be one, I think. Number one out there? Yeah.
3:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul is on Connor Egan, his fourth. So two shots, number three, Trey Dinkins. Got it. 15 points for Trey, and 14 of those in that huge second quarter that got O'Hara back in the game. O'Hara was down by 14 points after one quarter. They take the lead. Andrew, I think this might be an 11-0 run.
I'm not exactly
and they
sure.
They were down by 9, now up by 1. Dinkins has 16, and now Bonner is down by 1 point, and the ball with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. They have not had a field goal here in the quarter, and a reach-in foul, and unbelievable. And it's going to be a foul. It'll be 1-1, and that was...
That one's going against Frank Parati.
Yeah, that was a tough call to make. There's a lot of quick hands out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like he got mostly the ball, but maybe not.
And it looked like Watson had lost the ball there between Parati's legs, and then the foul came in.
Tyrese Watson makes the front end. Tyrese has 16. We're tied at 47. 3:05 to go. Fourth quarter. Philadelphia Catholic League basketball. Court side up. Good. Watson, a 6'4 senior Division I athlete. 17 points for him.
Seven of which have come from the line where he's perfect. 7 for 7.
So Bonner without a field goal in the quarter, but still leading by one, 48-47. Cardinal O'Hara with the ball. Getting it out high now to Purnell. Purnell right of the key. Reeves. Reeves looking around. He's a lefty. Down low, Parati shot. No, but a foul. Parati will go to the line shooting two. And I tell you, Parati is taller than... Who they going to call that on, guys?
That's the second on Donovan Rodriguez.
All right, Donovan Rodriguez is 6'2". Parati's got to be about 6'6". So we'll call him 6'6". But he's a major. I've got to try to paint the picture here, guys, because this guy's a force. He's a junior. Here's the first. He misses it. Back to the rim. Rolled would not fall. O'Hara's got to make these foul shots, guys. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Down
O'Hara,
by one.
And O'Hara's got the bonus the rest of the way. Double bonus the
double
rest
bonus.
Of the way.
Frank Parati spins the ball with a right hand. Got it. 5 for Frank. Bonner inbounds the ball. 2:35 to go. 48-48. Dog eat dog. Philadelphia Catholic League, just like the Central League. Del Valle, it's tough, man. Out there in southeastern PA, and that's going to be a foul or an offensive foul. To Watson.
That's an illegal screen on Donovan Rodriguez. Picks up two quick ones there. Goes from 1 to 3.
Back to O'Hara. 2:24 to go in the fourth. Driving to the basket. Yes. And a foul by Anthony Purnell gives his team probably its biggest lead of the night by two.
This is their biggest lead of the night.
Beautiful shot, driving layup.
It looked to me like Watson had gone straight up there.
this group of kids has got these fans in this
but
whole Cardinal Hire community.
That's a tough call for the official to make there.
Anthony, 6 foot junior, has 8 points. 2:21 to go, fourth quarter. Purnell. Up. Got it. 7 point lead for Bonner after three, and now they're down by three. Been outscored by 10 points here by O'Hara in the fourth quarter. Now they are facing desperate times here with the Rock Watson. The defense, unbelievable. Watson looking around. Unbelievable defense by this O'Hara team. Top of the key. Watson, three ball, back to the rim, no good. Rebound, it's on the floor. O'Hara has it. O'Hara with a three-point lead. Do they have the skill? I think they need to slow the ball down, but I think they like to play fast-paced, run-and-gun basketball for them. Purnell, you don't want to. He is going to shoot the ball, three ball.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Trey Dinkins for three, his fourth three of the night. The lead is 54-48. Cardinal O'Hara over Bonner, 1:28 to go. I think we're on there. We'll have to listen to this again. We'll take a break on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
What an incredible job by Ryan Nemetz and Cardinal O'Hara, his second-year head coach. 1:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Big three ball by Trey Dinkins, 6'2 senior from the right-wing corner, his fourth three of the game. He has five in the quarter, 19 for the game. It was a seven-point deficit for O'Hara after three. Now they're up by 6 points, 54-48, and Bonner has the ball.
And just under a minute and a half to play. So, you know, Bonner now is in a position where they're going to want to come out and play quick and get the baskets, and O'Hara's going to want to slow this game down.
I wouldn't mind if O'Hara pulls it out. Can we get maybe Coach Nemetz over here also? Is that possible? MVP.
Pink shirt?
Not if they storm the court.
So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, we have not over yet.
He's in the pink shirt, right?
Yes. Okay. Very youthful looking.
I'm going to be the one getting him. So.
I've never met him. He just friended me on Facebook recently. And it's Bonner ball down by six.
Possession arrow is with Cardinal O'Hara if there's a tie-up.
And remember, Bonner, the number one team in the state at the 4A level. Imhotep's right there, too. All right, here comes Bonner. Bonner, Prendy, and a turnover. Steal and a foul. Oh, they're going to say a walk before the foul, so it's going to stay with Bonner.
He stole the ball and then got hit with traveling. Whoa.
They said he walked before.
Well, he fell down, and when he fell down, he took a step, and now that's traveling.
Down to 1:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-48, O'Hara by six. Bonner with the rock. They have not had a field goal yet. Three ball blocked. Picked up by Bonner. Floater in the lane. Edwards got it. Their first basket of the fourth quarter. Malik Edwards with nine. Lead is four. 1 minute to go. O'Hara, left wing corner. And they're going to call a timeout. Timeout is called by Ryan Nemetz. We'll keep it right here. O'Hara, 58 seconds to go. Fourth quarter with the ball, four-point lead. And it's about making foul shots now, guys. You know that.
Well, it certainly probably will come down to that. With four-point difference, O'Hara's going to have the ball. They're going to have to slow it down. If I was O'Hara, I wouldn't take another shot if I could avoid it, unless they foul me.
Cardinal O'Hara basketball, baby. Unbelievable.
This has been a battle between two really solid teams. It's got It looked early like it was going to be a Bonner blowout, but Cardinal O'Hare has been a very strong squad this year, and they've battled back. They've shown how tough they are, and in this tough Catholic league, that's what you're going to see between two great teams.
Yeah, we got Chichester on Thursday. Chichester played O'Hara earlier, and O'Hara beat that. There's a Fareed Burton. You'll see his son. You'll see Chester. You'll see his son, point guard for Chester High. And in the house, of course, they have a lot of friends that play for O'Hara, let's say. Chichester lost that game 71-49. But Chichester's playing good ball. Let's see. Beat LaSalle College at O'Hara. Beat Archbishop Ryan. Beat the Haverford School by 14. That's the one Chester struggled with there. And just a lot of big ones. Only lost to Wood by 4, 67-63. Lost to West Catholic, who's loaded also. Man, I'm telling you, it's Dover, Delaware beat O'Hara by 4 recently. So it shows you how good Dover, Delaware High School is. But we'll focus on Pennsylvania. So we still have the timeout going on right now. 4-point lead for O'Hara and the ball. And both Coach Funston comes over, talking it over with one of the officials. 8 team fouls on O'Hara. Bonner has 10. So if they commit a foul now, it'll be 2 shots automatically for Coach Nemetz's squad. O'Hara far side to inbound. Purnell. Anthony looking out to Parati. I guess if there's a guy to foul, it's him. But a give and go. Lay it up and in. Made it look easy. Trey Dinkins, MVP, if they pull this out. It looks pretty good right now. 6-point lead for O'Hara. Into the lane. Floater, no good. Offensive rebound, good, and a foul. I spoke too soon. Connor Egan with the putback for Bonner, and he cuts the lead to 4 right now, 56-52. There's 39.7 seconds going in the fourth quarter. He goes to the line shooting 1. That's foul number 5 on Anthony Purnell. Did a nice job tonight for Bonner. 9 points.
That's the 5th foul on Kevin Reeves.
Oh, excuse me. Kevin Reeves fouls out of the game.
He has 3 tonight.
3 points. 3 ball in the third quarter. So Purnell still with a 4. At the line, Connor Egan. Connor's a 6'2 senior for Bonner. Total of 9 points. Critical, he makes this foul shot.
Trying to make it 10 and cut the lead to 3.
Packed house here in Springfield, Cardinal O'Hara High School. Free throw good by Egan. 10 for him. Inbounding the ball into the backcourt. O'Hara, they're not going to try not to foul here. They're trying to get a 10-second call. Will they get the call? And it's a turnover. And Bonner has it, and Edwards for the tie. Malik Edwards.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
22 seconds to go. 3 ball from the right wing. We're tied at 56, and now O'Hara can win it. Looking to drive to the basket. Floater, got it. Anthony Purnell with 10 seconds.
He may score too quickly.
Bonner comes back. Edwards drives. Floater. Got it. Malik Edwards ties the game. 58-58. 1.5 seconds to go. How about that young man? 6'1 junior Malik Edwards with, I have him, 6 points, 9 points in the quarter, 16 for the game. Malik Edwards.
Malik Edwards, I have him for 14 on the game.
But we're tied.
Okay, we're tied at 58.
We're tied. That
was an incredible last 15 seconds there.
That was a basket was slightly too fast. If he had taken 2 more seconds to put that basket in, it's conceivable that
we're headed to overtime.
We're going to go overtime because it's almost impossible for O'Hara.
Well, they've got 0 on the clock now.
The officials just ran out the time on the clock, but I think they're only putting 0.3 on the clock. This is only enough time for a tip.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't. This game's going to overtime. There's no chance O'Hara can get off a shot here. Unless they somehow volleyball tap it from half court and get a miracle shot to fall, but that would probably be one of the craziest things we've seen all in the history of DelcoHoops.com.
Should I get my camera ready?
Yeah. Anthony Purnell, Andrew, I have him for 5 in the quarter for O'Hara, 11 for the game. And B big floater there, put him ahead with about 10 seconds to go, put O'Hare ahead by two, and back comes that 6'1 junior, Malik Edwards.
And Bonner flew down the floor with 10 seconds to go and to tie the game up. Now they've got 2.4 seconds on the clock.
Yeah. Edwards.
O'Hare does have enough time to get this across half court and get a decent shot, but Bonner's probably going to go full court press here, try and make him throw it in the backcourt.
No timeouts left either.
No timeouts for O'Hare, one for Bonner.
Edwards, you are correct, 14 points. He has 7 points here in the fourth quarter, including that big three ball to tie.
He's got the big three ball and the big layup to knock it in, to tie this game up at 58.
Inbounding the ball, 90 feet away, O'Hara. They get it in. It's going to be desperation at the buzzer. Hits the side of the backboard by
Trey Dinkins.
And here we go again. Another overtime. We'll take a break. We go overtime. It's Bonner and O'Hara, Catholic League boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, we have four more minutes.
Yep.
Put up. Unbelievable game. Who would have thunk it? O'Hara looked like they had it in the driver's seat. And now they got it. Go to overtime. 58-58. Malik Edwards, what a show by him. For Bonner to tie this baby up. Trey Dinkins, I have lead. Let's see, I have 21 points for Dinkins.
Yes, 16 points. I've got Dinkins for 21.
Adrian Irving, 16. And Frank Parati, the big fella for O'Hara.
That's seven.
Seven.
And we'll all check Matthew George's numbers tomorrow.
Yeah, Malik Edwards, 14. Donovan Rodriguez, 10 through three quarters, nothing. In the fourth, Tyrese Watson had only 2 points, but two big foul shots for Bonner. 17 for him. And we're just ready for a rip-roaring overtime between the number one team in the state in 4A, Bonner-Prendy. Record 13-3 overall. Cardinal O'Hara, number 5 team in the state. Actually, O'Hara, 4th ranked team in the state, 5A. They will jump it up.
A lot of noise. Solo Bambara and Tyrese Watson to jump in.
Solo back in the game. There is the jump. Overtime controlled by Bonner. Moving right to left. And here's that Malik Edwards, who saved the day for Bonner. But it was still a team effort. A lot of steals, a lot of hustle out there by players from both teams. Egan, right at the key. Ooh. And another turnover. It's stolen. Boy, these guys are tough and they're young. Stolen by Irving. Straight away, senior leadership, Trey Dinkins. 21 for him. 6'2 senior for O'Hara. They have the rock. Top of the key. Far side, Irving. Both teams, if they foul again, the other team will be shooting two. 3-14. Now they slow it up, which is okay. Keep. Matthew DeGeorge says, hold for the last shot. Driving to the basket. Up, got it. Irving, Adrian, the 6 foot junior, is 18. Here comes Bonner back, 2:53 to go. First overtime. This is our third overtime we broadcast this year, guys.
driving to the basket, shot blocked by Parati, but a foul. He's not happy with that call. Frank Parati.
His fourth.
Fourth.
Tyrese watching, shooting two.
Some big-time basketball here. And you wonder why even the private schools, the Catholic schools, sometimes it's hard to build a team even though you can. It's a non-boundary school. It's still tough. It's been a tough go for O'Hara over the years for some reason, but they got a squad now for this year and at least next year. And more kids are going to want to come to school here.
It also makes when you're a private school, it makes your team more appealing to kids that don't go to your school to possibly consider, particularly if you're a good player.
Yes.
Something that doesn't happen in
and
public
amazingly,
school, obviously.
Our public schools out there still very competitive. Is a little different level.
No, there's some people don't want to go to private schools. They don't want to go to a religious institution. I mean, there's reasons for it.
So this will be Watson shooting two. Short by Tyrese.
That's 17. His first miss of the game from the line.
What do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He was 7 for 7.
7 for 7 before that.
Misses both. O'Hara the rebound. Trey Dinkins. Across the timeline. Dinkins left of the key. Parati, right wing corner, now driving to the basket. Layup, got it. Anthony Purnell. 4-point lead, O'Hara. Top of the key. Now driving Watson. Rodriguez for three. No good. Battle for that rebound on the floor. It's a tie-up.
Possession error with O'Hara.
And O'Hara will get the ball. Back into the game shortly. Jameel Burton. 2:10 to go, first overtime. O'Hara with a 4-point lead. 62-58. And they have the ball.
And they're got to clean up the court because it is sweaty. Unlike in professional and high school or college where they have some kids out there to sweep the court, it gets a little nasty towards the end of the game.
You know, the gym's not too hot, though.
No, it's very comfortable in here. But we're not running up and down the court either.
They must have air conditioning. Or they have the, I know what it is. Well, I thought they had the windows open. Maybe, I don't know, whatever, but it feels good. You would think it'd be like 90 degrees in here. O'Hara to inbound the ball. Burton in the backcourt. Jameel Burton, double team. Now to get it across in 10 seconds. Dinkins almost loses the ball. It's going to be a 10-second call. And it's 10. I was trying to count to myself there. So violation turnover against O'Hara. 1:58 to go. First overtime, and Bonner has the ball. Burton comes out of the game. And solo, Bambara checks in. Malik Edwards. Crowd crazy here. Donovan Rodriguez cross midcourt. Edwards left with the key. Edwards looking. Rodriguez near wing. Looks to drive. Gets it out now. Driving to the basket. Now to Rodriguez, and he's pushed. It'll be two shots. Foul is on Parati.
That's his fifth. He's done for the night.
So Anthony, well, let's see, who's fouled out? Reeves is fouled out, you said.
Reeves and Parati have
and
both Parati. Fouled out.
And Anthony Purnell has four. Oscar Uduma has four for Bonner. Catholic League basketball, baby. It's great. Two shots, 1:39 to go, first overtime for Donovan Rodriguez, who has to make these.
Free throws here are huge.
He's a grizzled veteran. The first is up. Three in a row they've missed.
It looked good when he left it.
Unfriendly bounces on the last two free throws for Bonner. The rim just wasn't kind to him.
He'll try another to cut it to 3 points. He's facing his fans, too. Got that one. First point in the overtime for Bonner Prendy. 11 points for Donovan. coming across Purnell, the timeline, down low, travel, driving to the basket. And I know, Mike, I know what you're going to say. Three-point lead, a buck and a half to go.
Slow it down, take it out high, use some time up.
He saw an open court, and he thought he'd take it to the basket.
His feet went a little faster than his brain did. Yep.
Malik Edwards. Out high now. 119 to go. They weave it around Watson. You don't have to go for three here. You can go for two. We'll try to draw a foul. And a timeout called by Kevin Funston and Bonner. We'll take a break. 110 to go. First overtime. Boys basketball never sounded so good. Bonner trailing by three on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, give a shout out to our Chester Scholars Academy boys basketball team. They won again tonight, 85-49 up the road. And one of the parents is excited about that and wants to know how she's friends with a lot of these O'Hara kids, being from Chester, and wants to know who's winning the game. I said it's overtime. So, anyway, right now it's a 110 to go in our broadcast here. First overtime. Bonner with the ball, trailing by three. Guys?
It's not much to say. It's been probably one of the best games we've seen this year so far. A lot of excitement. Full house with the crowd, standing room only, and they are loud. Here we go.
Inbounding the ball, Bonner. Left wing corner, Watson. Watson looking around. Left of the key, NBA three. It is good. Ice water in his veins.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Malik Edwards, 17 points. A Division I talent. We are tied now at 62. And now O'Hara has to be very careful. If they can go for the final shot, if they want, shot is good. Tremendous. Tremendous. Body control by Adrian Irving. 20 points for him. It's a two-point lead for O'Hara. And Bonner can win it here with a three if they can run the clock down. There's 30 seconds to go in the first overtime. They weave it out high to Watson. Watson getting very physical out there. Refs letting them play. Three ball from the left wing corner is good by Connor Eden.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
It's a one-point lead for now. Bonner, 8 seconds ago, driving back. Shot is blocked. No foul called in the play. And Bonner's in control of this game on two huge three balls. One by Malik Edwards, the last by Connor Egan, the 6'2 senior. 4.8 seconds to go in the first overtime. 1 point lead for Bonner, and they get two shots.
Yep, 5 seconds left, and it's going to be very tough to come back. If he can make those two shots, puts him out by three.
My MVP, if Bonner hangs on, has got to be Malik Edwards.
Absolutely.
He's not the high score. Well, let's say he's got 17. Yeah, he's tied with a high score, but the clutch shots. My gosh. Up, in and out.
Four in a row.
Four shots.
Four missed foul shots in a row for Bonner.
And their lead is one. 4.8 seconds to go. Plenty of time for it. We'll see what happens on the second. He's got that one. Does Watson. And here we go. Two-point lead. O'Hara can win it here with a three. And a timeout called by Nemetz. And O'Hara. 2.7 seconds to go. First overtime. Oh, boy. Two-point lead. 66-64 in favor of Bonner over O'Hara
If Bonner wins this, I'm going to go get Edwards for an interview. If O'Hara wins it, I'm going to get the coach.
Yeah, okay.
You'll
get the coach if they don't storm the floor.
Okay.
2.7 seconds to go.
first overtime. Packed house here at O'Hara.
And where's O'Hara going with this? Who are they going to?
They're probably set up a three-point shot.
To try and win it?
I would imagine the guy I would go to is...
Trey Dinkins?
Yes, the senior.
I think you'd... Yeah.
And if you're Bonner, you're in a pickle because you don't want to foul.
Yeah.
And you just got to hope for the best.
Yeah, and you especially don't want to foul on the three.
Well...
If he's in the act of shooting.
What a big shot by Connor Egan there.
If they get it inside and you foul and they miss the shot, then you're okay. You're all right because...
Well, the worst they can do is tie it.
The worst they can do is tie it.
This is big boy high school basketball here, Philadelphia Catholic League. And Bonner, number one in the state in 4A. O'Hara, number four in the state, 5A. Here we go.
Ball will be inbounded just to the right of the scorer's table right across from us. Right in front of the O'Hara bench.
Bonner brings in a 6'8 freshman, Leonard Smith, to guard the inbounds pass. And inbounding the ball is zero, Anthony Purnell. And that's going to be a problem, guys. The freshman.
They've got Purnell listed at 6 foot.
Obama three ball from the left wing corner is no good by Anthony Purnell. And Bonner wins the game 66-64. They threw the ball in the left block to Bambera, out to Anthony Purnell, who missed from the left wing corner a three at the buzzer. And what an unbelievable win. What an unbelievable game. Bonner wins it 66-64 in overtime. Another overtime game. We'll take a break. Come back with a post-game show following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
In an overtime epic, Philadelphia Catholic League boys basketball at its best. Your final score in overtime, as I mentioned, Bonner wins it 66-64 here in Springfield against Cardinal O'Hara. Gutsy effort, both teams. Bonner looked like they had control of the game. O'Hara looked like they had control, coming to the rescue late in the fourth quarter. And in overtime, 6'1" junior Malik Edwards. Malik, our MVP, 17 points, as I mentioned. And your thoughts... Never say die attitude.
We just came out there. I know we had to work. Coach told me go in, have some confidence, and hit some big-time shots.
Somebody said you're a product of the Chester Biddy League.
Yes, I used to play in the Chester Biddy League when I was younger.
Okay, I do a lot of announcing for them, too. It's a great league. It's a feeder program for a lot of schools around here, not only Chester High and Chester Charter. But Malik, again, a 6'1 junior, and you had the experience. You played varsity 4 years now?
Yes.
All right, so you had the experience 2 years ago, the Hershey-Kiss game that we broadcasted with Abington Heights, that game. Last year going to the state finals and losing to Imhotep. This year your goal, being number one in the state, is to try to win it all.
Absolutely.
At 4A.
Yes, sir.
And that's a tough bracket, too.
It is.
So you know, this went back and forth pretty good. Was this what you expected? I mean, you really started clobbering them when you first came out in the first quarter, and then not so much.
Yeah, we knew O'Hara was a tough team. We knew it was going to be hard playing here at home. We knew we had to come out. We got the early lead. We let up on defense, and then we came back into it.
Nobody seemed to want to hold the ball for the last shot.
Nah, Coach was telling us to get a bucket so we can get back on defense and get a stop.
And yeah, I saw Zane Shaw here. Zane was talking to a lot of the guys from Chester. Have you worked out with Zane before?
Yes, I worked out with Zane probably when I was about 5 to 7 years old.
Old. All-time leading scorer at Chester High. You know the history, 91 grad. So, Mike, I tell you what, man, it's all in the family in Delaware County. We got people all over the place. And a huge win for you guys. Who do you have next?
We have next, I believe we have McDevitt.
And they're tough. They're a triple-A school, but they're tough as
heck. Tough team.
You're not sweating. What's the matter?
I wiped it all off. I don't know. It might not show. The jersey wet, though.
So Malik Edwards. And how about your boy, Connor Egan, clutch?
Yes, Connor Egan, big-time shot. We need him out there. He's a hustler. He gets the rebounds, does the little things, and knocks down open shots.
All right, great job. Malik Edwards, MVP. Bonner wins it in overtime over Cardinal O'Hara, 66-64. We'll see you on the trail, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Always great to have a product of the Chester Biddy League, man. Unbelievable stuff. Andrew, do you have the final scoring totals, or you want to take a break first?
I got the final scoring totals.
Okay.
For Cardinal O'Hara, their total is 64. They were led by Trey Dinkins with 21. Adrian Irving had 20. Anthony Purnell had 13. Frank Perotti had 7. And Kevin Reeves had 3 for their total of 64. And for the Bonner Prendergast Friars, they were led by Tyrese Watson with 18. Malik Edwards, our MVP, had 17. Donovan Rodriguez had 11. Connor Egan with the clutch shot late in that fourth quarter to help send us to overtime here had 13. And James Weldy had 4. And Oscar Uduma chipped in 3 for their total of 64. As Bonner wins this one, 66-64 in overtime.
All right, so again, Bonner now, their overall record, 14-3, 8-2 in the Philadelphia Catholic League. O'Hara, best team in years, overall 14-4, 7-3 in the Catholic League. O'Hara is 5A, Bonner 4A. Both teams could make some serious noise in the upcoming PIAA state tournament.
No doubt about it.
And Mike, thank you very much. Another unbelievable broadcast. And I look forward to listening to this at work tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope it all came through. It was pretty loud.
Sure.
So this coming Thursday, we've got Chichester at Chester, and that should be a good game. So we'll be back in just a couple of days. So check the website out tomorrow. We'll have any updates. Certainly Matthew's article will be on there tomorrow. And, of course, the archive will be on there sometime tonight if you want to try to listen or put yourself to sleep with this great game.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I don't know if you're going to fall asleep to this game.
Well, we'll see here.
It's way too loud.
Yeah, we are close to home. So, again, Bonner wins it 66-64 in an overtime epic. I'm Dave Berman. You've been listening to exclusive coverage, and it never sounded so good. A boys high school basketball at DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.